The question was asked, why do we have to use cups? Why can't we all drink from the bottles? So, there are two places in Shulchan Aruch where this is discussed. One is where in the laws of Kol Shel Bracha, when you make Kiddush, when you bench, so some people will take the same bottle and drink, or the same cup and drink from the same cup. And it says in Halacha, you're not supposed to do that for two reasons. One is because maybe the guy next to you is disgusted by it. So we take that into account. You don't know who feels what around you. So that's why we shouldn't all drink from the same cup. But unless you know, everyone around you doesn't care. They're all sharing the same cup. The second reason is because maybe someone's sick. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch discusses. Maybe someone's sick. And certain diseases can pass through drinking from the same cup. So even though this is quoted, and it's based already back in the days of Rabbi Akiva, it says Rabbi Akiva was once invited, and the host said cheers and took a sip and gave it to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said, no thanks. So he said, oh, maybe this bottle wasn't, this keg wasn't good enough wine, so he ordered them to open a better keg, opened that one, poured a glass, cheers, took a sip, gave it to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, no thanks. So finally, one of the students said, don't you understand? He's not going to drink after you sip from it. There's a story where Rabbi Akiva wanted to teach his students, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, one of the Tanaim, so he invited them to a meal, and one of them grabbed a head of, I don't know what it was, there was some type of vegetable there, and he took a bite and put it back on the plate. So Rabbi Akiva said, why are you doing it that way? Put your foot on one leaf and pull with the other leaf. That's how you got to tug off a piece. So Rabbi Akiva was telling him, don't be so crass. You know, don't take a bite and put it back where everyone else is going to eat from what you bit from. So that's the idea here, that even though sometimes you're in a group where everyone drinks from everyone, so fine, if people aren't concerned about their health, so the halacha says there is room to be concerned. And if people don't care and they find it aesthetic and okay, so fine, then that's okay. I could tell you that with my own children, so I used to have them on my lap, and their Shabbos treat was that they'd eat off of my plate, and each one would have their turn, where they'd eat cholent with Abba. And I'd take a larger portion, and I'd feed one, and then I'd take the next one, and I'd feed him. And in between feeding the different kids, I'd eat. And what happened was, for 2 years, any time a child got sick, I got sick. Until I said, enough! No more eating cholent with Abba on Shabbos. And ever since then, sometimes they get sick, and I don't get sick. But then, those years, any time one of them got sick, I was down with them. So I don't recommend it. Yeah, what about